بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. ونبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا تدخلوا الجنة حتى تؤمنوا، ولا تؤمنوا حتى تحابوا. أولا أدلكم على شيء إذا فعلتموه تحاببتم، أفشوا السلام بينكم. رواه مسلم. This hadith, the narrator is Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This is a hadith that at some point or the other, every one of us definitely would have heard this hadith. In it, there is a very sublime and very, very important sabak and lesson which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alludes to. As we mentioned yesterday, deen, our life, everything is an amanat, and there are certain huquq and rights that people that we come into contact with have over us. The fulfillment of those rights and injunctions is a direct command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, we find that deen and Islam is what we call deen fitrat. Allah Ta'ala says, fitrat Allah allati fatara an-nasa alayha. Islam is fitrat, upon which Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has established the nature of man. Now when we talk of fitrat, what does it actually mean? It means that naturally, from within us, Allah Ta'ala has designed us in such a way that the best possible way that we can live our life on this world is exactly according to Islam. If we obey Islam, and what when we say Islam, what is Islam? Islam is jami'u ma ja'a bihi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everything that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with, that he practiced, that he implemented, that he encouraged, that is Islam. And this is, there's nothing in Islam that we are required to do that goes against our nature. If we implement and carry out the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our life, then this is something that Allah ta'ala has designed us in such a way that naturally there will be that itminan, there will be that contentment of the heart, there will be that tranquility. Naturally, kullu mauludin yuladu ala al-fitra. Allah Ta'ala says that every human being is born on fitrat. We have created you like that. When you come into this world, you will come with a heart and a mindset that naturally will incline to bring within your life the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you achieve that, then that inner peace, that inner tranquility always will be there. The point we are making is that this hadith alludes to one very, very important sabak and lesson. Allah Ta'ala, in our dealings with our fellow human beings, commands us, it's part of Islam, it's deen, that we should be concerned about every human being on the surface of this earth. We say we are Naibur Rasul. We are the representatives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have received in his niyabat, in his vicegerency, the concern and the worry for the hidayat of the entire humanity. How every person can be saved from Jahannam and enter into Jannat. Every one of us, being the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are commanded with that worry. We are supposed to have what we call hamdardi, compassion, empathy, sympathy for every human being that we come into contact with. Yesterday we mentioned Allah commands you, inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsan. Allah, inna Allah ya'mur, Allah is commanding you with adl. What is the explanation of adl? Desire for others what you desire for yourself. The point we are making, my respected brothers, is a very, very deep and a daqiq point. That When are you going to really be concerned for other people? When are you going to worry for others? When are you going to go out of your way to try to assist other people? What is the core ingredient that is required for that? For example, simple basic example, if you look at a young girl, as she grows up, maybe she's lazy, she's like a daisy girl, she's not worried. Teenage youngsters, particularly Masturat girls, you see them nowadays, different worries they got. Worry about fashion, worry about how she looks. Mother is always behind her, that spend some time in the kitchen, she's not interested. She's got all other attractions in her life. Now that same teenage girl, as she flowers into womanhood and she gets married, now when she has her first child, that unconcerned, unworried, she had so many other attractions, so many things were, people had to force her to even get up and go and spend a little bit of time in the kitchen or whatever it is. The moment she becomes a mother, naturally, 24 hours of her day, her entire focus of attention changes towards that little baby and child. Now the same teenager who the mother had to force her to wake up at 9, 10 o'clock is waking up 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. Nobody is forcing her to do it. She's going out of her way to look after this child. Her whole focus has come onto this new baby that Allah Ta'ala has given her. Naturally, what is the core ingredient? What is driving this? This total concern that she's prepared to sacrifice all her needs for the sake of this child. If you have to analyze it, what is it? It is the love for this child. Allah Ta'ala has placed in the heart of those parents, and particularly the mother, a maternal natural instinct which is driven primarily, and the core of it is love. Anbiya alayhimu salatu salam, they shone in this, what the love that they had for their ummats. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the love that he had for every human being that is going to be born right up till Qiyamah. And it is this love, having love for your fellow human being, that is absolutely imperative. If you don't have that, then all these injunctions of Islam, niyabat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, giving dawah, being concerned, crying to Allah Ta'ala, making dua for others, striving, knocking at the door of others, having the worry of other people, desiring for them what you desire for yourself. Kunu ibadallahi ikhwana. Allah Ta'ala says, live like brothers amongst one another. Sacrifice your needs and requirements for your fellow human being. All that is impossible unless you have love for your fellow human being. And this, like I said, Islam is deen e fitrat. Allah has not commanded you with anything that is not in your nature. It is not in the nature of a human being to make fikr and be concerned about others unless he has love for them. A mother is concerned about her child because of her love. People sacrifice for one another when you love the next person. If you don't have emotion and love for that person, all these commands of Allah Ta'ala are impossible to fulfill. And this is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find in many, many ahadith, this injunction of Shariat, this command of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that develop love for your fellow human being. Develop love for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the sabak and lesson of this hadith. Like I said, many, many times we would have heard this ahadith. We would have heard this hadith. But many of us, unfortunately, when we hear hadith over and over again, we tend to lose sight of what the ruh, the essence, the actual sabak and dictate and call of that hadith is. So if you listen to the translation, before we go into the detail, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, none of you will ever enter into Jannah. لا تدخلوا الجنة حتى تؤمنوا, unless you have iman. Unless you are recited of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, unless you have entered into Islam. And then, what is the sabak, the dictate of the hadith? La tu'minu hatta tahabu. You don't have iman. It's not, what does this you don't have iman mean? Other explanations of the word before, your iman is not complete, you haven't reached the pinnacle of iman, etc. But More importantly, more deeper meaning of this hadith, that the dictates of Iman. What is the dictates of Iman? Jami'u ma ja'a bi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The 24-hour daily life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His worry, his concern, his compassion, his akhlaq, his sacrifice for humanity. That Islam wants from every person. That is Allah's command that is directed towards you and I. You can't fulfill that. Hatta tahabbu, unless you don't love one another. So Islam is commanding you and I, develop love for your fellow human being. Develop love for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Have that compassion, because all these commands of Allah that are directed towards us, sacrificing for others, worrying for others, etc., giving your life for others, being concerned for others, fulfilling the rights of others, being concerned about the feelings of others. All these commands are very, very difficult. It goes against your nature. If you dislike someone, you're not going to sacrifice for them. If you dislike someone, you're not going to get up and cry to Allah Ta'ala for that Allah save that person from Jahannam, Allah save him from difficulty and hardship. You hate someone, how are you going to desire his betterment? For you to desire his betterment, for you to be concerned for him, for you to implement the way and akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the first important ingredient is you have to love the person. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave everything for this ummah. Why? Because he loved the ummah. A mother sacrifices for a child because she loves that child. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, la tu'minu hatta tahabbu. You don't have iman. In other words, the injunctions of iman and shariat you will never be able to fulfill unless you don't love one another. Then he said, awala adullukum ala shay'in idha fa'altumuhu tahabbtu. Should I not show you something, O my ummah? Should I not show you something that will develop this love? Because this love for your fellow human being, what is the hadith telling us? If naturally you don't love a person, you have to develop that love. You have to make the effort. You have to make the effort to imbibe within yourself love for your fellow human being. Whether he is black, whether he is white, whether he is rich, whether he is poor, whether he is working for you, whether he is a stranger, whether you know him or whether you don't know him. Particularly if he is a reciter of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, you have to have within your heart love for that person. And today, unfortunately, we are living in a culture or an environment where hatred of one another, dislike for one another is actually being encouraged. And in some circles, Allah forgive us, in the light of deen, it is being encouraged. Look down upon that person. Condemn that person. He is doing wrong. That one is doing wrong. This one is doing wrong. This acidic culture of dislike and what we call nafrat. Nafrat, like a little child. Today, like how children are reared, nafrat and hatred is being reared amongst us. And the reality, the concern of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the worry for humanity, the fulfillment of the rights of fellow human beings, particularly of the fellow ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my respected brothers, the stark reality is that is impossible if we are going to encourage this culture of hatred and dislike. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam on hadith, he said, dabba ilaykum da'al umam qablakum. He said, I am telling you what destroyed the previous ummahs. I am telling you what destroyed the people in previous ummahs. And what were the two things Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned? He said, hasad, hatred, he said, jealousy, wal baghda, and mutual hatred. Mutual hatred. Having, what is the opposite of love? Hatred. Dislike. He said, this destroyed the ummahs. And then he went on. He said, wal baghda hi al haliqa. Hating people, having dislike, nafrat for people. He said, hi al haliqa. This is a razor. Ama inni la aqulu tahliqu shar. I'm not talking. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam spelt it out. He said, I'm not talking about that razor that you use to shave your head. This razor is such tahliqu ad-deen. It will shave your deen. It will shave your iman. It will cut off your iman from its roots if you will develop hatred for other people. So Islam is a message of love. And most of the injunctions of Islam, particularly The rights of fellow human beings are impossible. It's against our nature unless we don't love one another. No, the time, inshallah, will continue.